Now, with yesterday's Kerry County Council monthly meeting under the Approved Housing Bodies Delivery Programme, it was revealed that stage one approval has been received from the Department of Housing for the development of 67 housing units at Riverside Killarney Road in Castle Island, all for social housing. The meeting was told with me in the line to talk about this in more detail and what it would mean for the area in terms of the housing need being met is Councillor Charlie Farrelly and Councillor Jackie Healy, both independent councillors in Kerry County Council. Charlie, I'll start with you on this one. These houses are in the process of being constructed, I understand. Is that right? Some of them already built and others to be built.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners. Good morning, Jackie. It's great news for Castle Island. 67 houses, the first phase of these houses under the AHBS Approved Housing Bodies, their first half is going to be probably 30 houses, is going to be available in September, October this year. And the other section, which would be 37, would be hopefully available next March, April 2024, and they're being built and acquired by built by a company, a Kerry company, and being acquired by a 50-50 break with Focus Ireland and Cooperative Housing Ireland. And now I know Cooperative Housing Ireland have already a lovely development of 56 houses there in Barry Dove. And Focus Ireland coming in here as well, and it's a welcome development. The housing need in Castle Island was never as bad as it is at the moment. There's welcome and going to be a welcome footfall, but look at concerns of mine. I've aired them before at the last meeting we had with our Chamber of Lions and Kerry County Council. Every couple of months we meet up, and at that time I aired them too before it was announced there were going to be all social housing. I do believe there is a great need for social housing, and don't get me wrong, they're very, very welcome, but I would have welcomed a breakdown in the development, Gerry, whereby young people with affordable housing, and get young people a chance, first time buyers, to get a leg on the ladder, on the housing ladder, because they've been outbid in the market, and I would have much preferred if there was a 60-40 breakdown in the house.
Some element of a mix, you're saying, in relation to housing development.
They work well. I live, the last new development in Castle Island was in 2006. There was 97 houses built, and I'm proud to be living there. And it's a mix of approved housing bodies who have up to 20 houses there here, and Kerry County Council own houses, and we have a wonderful creche here with over 90 children going to the creche, and then the rest are privately owned houses, and it's a wonderful mix. It's an absolutely wonderful mix, and I would have preferred if our new development at Riverside on the Killarney Road would have been the same. But look, at we've been informed, and yesterday put it to bed completely that it's going to be social housing, 67 social houses, and that's it. And you know, there's good aspects and there's worrying aspects. One of the worrying aspects for me as a local councillor on the ground every day locally, that we as local councillors, when that housing development is finished, half of this year, half of next year, we as local councillors, we would not be informed who the AHBs have taken in there because of GDPR, and unless we had made a representation for somebody that's lucky enough to get a house there, we wouldn't be informed as councillors. You know, it's something I feel very strong about.
You want more transparency along the lines of that. Okay, stay with me.
Yeah, I know my colleagues.
They feel the same.
I
understand. Jackie, anyway, can I ask you just on that point, I suppose, about the mix that's there, is the reason why these are all going for social housing to meet the need that's there, that this many houses are needed and more after them to cater for the housing waiting list in the area?
Yeah, good morning, Jory and Charlie and to all the listeners. Look, first of all, I just want to welcome the development. I look, when this went for planning a long time back, I welcomed the proposal because there's much need for new housing in Castle Island, be it both social and private. You're right in saying that we have a huge demand on our social housing lists in the Castle Island, Cork Aghinim Municipal District, because that's how the figures get broken down to us. At yesterday's meeting, and kind of along the lines of what was previously spoken about, I did ask the question about whether an element of this could be made for affordable housing, which would give potentially people who are first-time buyers, young people in my own age that are looking to get a step on the ladder, if a number of them could be made available through affordable housing. Now, we were told by the CEO and the director that the department did tell them that certain cases could be made where the 5% threshold wouldn't have to be met. Now, in the instance of Castle Island, we were told that it didn't look like that it would work outside of the two main urban centres of Killarney and Tralee. So look, that's disappointing, but in itself, we have a huge demand of over, I believe a net need of nearly over 800 applicants that are on the housing list in the Castle Island, Cork Aghinim Municipal District. It will serve and meet a lot of people's needs. There's a mix of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom houses in this development, and it'll bring new families to Castle Island. It'll bring new kids into the schools around the town, because you know, people who will be considered for these houses are people who have Castle Island selected as a place
as an option
that they
or a choice,
yes,
that they wish
as a
to
place
reside.
They wish to live. Doesn't necessarily mean they're from Castle Island, but it could be somebody from Killarney who's renting in Killarney at the moment and will move to Castle Island, and that's all good for the town, and it's good for the vibrancy of the town. Of course, we would in a perfect world, Jerry, we'd love for it to be both an element of private and social, yeah. But unfortunately, that's just not the way it's going.
The pressure at the moment doesn't allow it. Okay, stay with me, and we're going to talk more about this. We're talking about the housing situation in general, the 67 houses being delivered in Castle Island. If you have a view, get in touch. We'll have more with both councillors. Yeah, we're talking about the question of housing, 67 social houses being delivered for Castle Island. No mix of housing in there because of the need, as revealed at Kerry County Council yesterday. We've councillor Charlie Farrelly and councillor Jackie Healy-Ray with us on the line in relation to a couple of more people getting in touch with us on the wider question. Mike in Killarney would like to see more modular homes being used until new homes can be built. And Bernie gets in touch from Tralee, says, why don't the government start building these log cabins, which cost 35 to 40,000, depending on size and how many rooms? They're well insulated, state of the art inside. It'd be much cheaper and also a quicker way of getting people off the housing list, as they're cheaper to build and a lot quicker to put up. So why don't the government put their heads together and draw up a plan for this? What about that point, Charlie Farrelly? Different types of housing, maybe faster delivered housing in the meantime while you're trying to construct the larger developments.
Yeah, Jerry, just like my colleague there, Jackie, a couple of weeks ago we were at an AILG seminar, and it was all about modular housing, and it was amazing to see what they're using in other countries for housing in smaller lots, you know. But for your caller there, Bernie, they rang in for a log cabin to be built at 35,000. I think that might have been 4 or 5 years ago, before the rise in prices. But
and the rise in building cost that we're experiencing at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing you wouldn't put up much more than a garden shed now for 35,000. It would be in the region of 50,000 to 60,000. But look at, yes, certainly that modular homes have to be looked at. We have a huge influx of people fleeing the war in Ukraine. We have a huge influx into Kerry, into Ireland, and into Kerry of people looking for seeking asylum. And first of all, we have to really tackle our own housing problem, and it's a major housing problem, as Jackie has said there earlier on. I think the last figures we got for the Castle Island Cork Green area, where people had put their area of choice, was 957 houses needed, and that's a huge number. That's a huge number, yeah, to tackle without looking to accommodate all these people coming in.
Yeah.
It's a huge
challenge that needs to be addressed. Jackie, can I ask you, look, the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland are out with their figures this morning. There are 27,000 new housing units will be delivered this year. almost 30,000 new homes were completed last year. Now that's up 45% on 2021 and 41% on 2019. Activity very strong in the last quarter of 2022 with 9,148 completions. It's still, we're hovering around the 30,000. Over the next 5 years, we're going to have to double that amount. And a question alongside that in terms of building new homes is asked by Paul this morning. Can you ask the councillors how many houses are empty in Castle Island? How many over the shop units are not being occupied in Castle Island town, for example, like the other towns? All of those things are going to have to be addressed, aren't they, if we're to fix the problem?
Absolutely, 100%, Jerry. And look, in terms of the supply that is coming, while it's very welcome, it obviously isn't enough. You're talking there about what I call the factory built homes. I do believe that they're going to become an increasing player in the market over the next short term, to be honest. I believe that it's something that the government are going to be looking at and will probably ramp up supply a lot quicker. Now, you can't just plonk houses anywhere. Houses need to be built on land, and unfortunately acquiring and purchasing land can be quite difficult, especially depending
almost impossible on in Killarney, yes. According to the council recently.
Exactly.
No, we have lost Councillor Jackie Healy on the line. Charlie Farley, you're still with us on the line. Just on that point, look, a number of different things will be needed. Modular homes, will need temporary homes.
I'm back to you there.
Yes, sorry, Jackie, can you hear me? If you can you make your point?
Sorry. Yeah. So, like, land is obviously another issue when it comes to housing. And in relation then to our existing stock, something that I've been very vocal on in Kerry County Council, we only, a small percentage of Kerry County Council housing stock is empty. To be fair to them, I don't have the exact figure off the top of my head, but it is a small percentage. And the law of averages, you'll always have something empty when you're turning over and things like that. But the existing private stock that we have throughout the county, yes, that is an issue. Now, to be fair, and I'll always give credit where credit is due, the Croí Cónaithe vacant home grants that has been introduced by the government towards the end of last year, I believe it is a very good scheme. I do think that it should be widened to actually bring houses back into the rental market also. The Croí Cónaithe grant at the moment is for people who are for the applicant occupying house, which is fine. There's nothing absolutely wrong with that, but it should also be opened up to, if you could have a farmer, Jerry, that might have a house on the farm that's perfectly eligible to be lived in, but it needs a bit of work, and the farmer needs a bit of help in doing that, and that will again increase supply. The over the shop, there's a lot of that needed in, and there's a lot of it available in the likes of Castle Island, and again incentives need to be given to people to do that up. Planning laws have actually been relaxed in that instance in for commercial units as well, having them transferred back into residential. So a lot of that, Jerry, is kind of out there. I've been pressing Kerry County Council to make people more aware of what's there and what's out there, because there is a lot out there at the moment, but there definitely could be more incentives to encourage people to utilise and use the space and bring back into use the spaces that are available.
Yeah. Final brief point, Charlie, are we ever going to see a day again where we'll have private developments being constructed in places like Castle Island and Killarney and Killorglin?
I would hope so, Jerry. The last private development that was here, as I say, in Castle Island was in 2006. We finished up with
the conditions aren't there. Yeah, conditions aren't there at the moment for them. At the moment, whether it's facilities, land, Jerry, the price of building, all of those things.
Yeah, but we're looking forward, as Jackie and the rest of my other two council colleagues will tell you, we're looking forward to the Castle Island Area Development Plan. We've never had an area development plan in Castle Island developed by the Council of Castle Island. We'd always been in with Tralee or Killarney, a part of the Area Development Plan. Later this year and beginning of next year, January, February, we're going to sit down around the table and come up with a Castle Island Development Plan, and hopefully that land, we have some land at the moment, not a great deal of it. Hopefully land will be earmarked for development, and that we will get more houses. It's my it's my wish, my big wish, that we will get houses. And especially, Jerry, look, we need, as Jackie has said, we need, the need is great in Castle Island for social housing, but also the need is great to help these young people. People who are coming back, they're coming back from abroad. I know a couple living beside me here who are working in Limerick, couldn't afford to live in Limerick. They're renting in Castle Island, and they're absolutely dying to buy a house in Castle Island. They're not there. And these are the people that I really want to see helped, along with our social housing. The people who want to get their leg on the ladder for the first time. And hopefully, it is my great wish that we would have another 100 houses in the next number of years, private houses built in Castle Island. Is that going to happen with the price of building at the moment? You'd say it's a far-fetched dream.
Hopefully those prices will calm down. Listen,
Jerry.
We're going to have to leave it there. Yes, Jackie, very briefly.
Just a quick, very briefly, just as we speak about young people and buying, the people that I'm experiencing and that are coming to me who are in difficulty as well are people who are trying to borrow money, Jerry. And the banks, I'm not telling the banks that this should be a free-for-all because we see where that got us, but the banks have to be more practical when it comes to the amount of red tape that young people are being tied up in when they do identify a house and when they're trying to buy it. And these people who are full-time, have full-time jobs, permanently employed, good jobs, what I'd call them, and are still finding it extremely difficult to borrow money, Jerry.
Yeah, okay, fair point. We'll have to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That is Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray and Councillor Charlie Farley with their views on that housing development underway, half built, other half will be built, and 67 houses coming for social housing at Riverside in Castle Island. Give us your views.